I remember when I was in the military, coming out of basic training or preparing to come out of basic training, a group of us were talking about our last weekend on the base where we were actually going to get some time to go into town. And we were talking about getting tattoos. And our drill sergeant overheard us and said, "You understand that's against the law." And we said, "Why would it be against the law?" And he said, "Because you're defacing military property." We laughed and he said, "I'm serious. You need to go look up the regulations. You now belong to the United States Air Force. Your body is not your own." Well, that's interesting. We're told in God's word that we've been bought with a price and we are not our own. And when Paul is instructing Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive the share of his crops. Reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this." So as Paul instructs Timothy, instructing him how to be an effective leader in Christ, he tells him to be strong in the grace that is in Christ, the mercy, the grace, the love that we've received. And then the things that we have heard, to entrust them to those who are reliable people, who are qualified to teach others. Each of us finding our own Timothys, teaching our own mentees as we act as a mentor, learning as trainees from those that are training us, a continued process of developing another generation for Christ. And then it reminds us that we endure the suffering that comes with that as a good soldier. And we keep in mind that no one serving as a soldier belongs to themselves. But in fact, rather than getting entangled in affairs that don't belong to our faith, we need to please our commanding officer. We need to make decisions for the faith that we have been entrusted so that we may serve as soldiers and build that faith in others. It tells us similarly that anyone who competes in a race wins if they compete effectively without breaking the rules. And so we have to adjust to the boundaries in our lives that have been set by Christ. Remember Romans chapter 6, "Shall we continue to sin that grace may increase? May it never be." So we need to continue in our own personal piety to weed the garden and take out those things in our lives that don't reflect Christ, in order that we might be more effective in reflecting Christ to others. This week, let's take a look at our garden. Let's do whatever weeding we can, and let's commit ourselves like soldiers, not to satisfy ourselves, but to satisfy our commanding officer, doing what our Lord Jesus Christ would do, to honor the Father and to love others. Have a great Sunday.